Today's Shia Mishra Bruyani is Simin Tuf Reish Gimel, the Isa Rechitza B'Yom Kippur. How appropriate we're learning this all during Aseres Yom Tshuva. The Isa Rechitza B'Yom Kippur. Aser Lechaitz B'Yom HaKippurim Bein B'Cham and Bein B'Tzayneh. It's aser to go ahead and to wash oneself and bathe oneself on Yom Kippur. Bein B'Cham and Bein B'Tzayneh. Whether in hot or in cold water. Afilu Lahoshi Etz Bo. Even to go ahead and insert one's finger in water is aser. Yadav or raglav oshar gufo miluchlachin betit. And if one's hands, feet, or other part of his body were filthy with, let's say, clay or soa or with excrement, oshenataf dam mechatmo, or blood dripped from his nose, then it is going to be mutter and permitted, he says. Lerachtam, mutter, lerachtam. It's going to be permitted to wash that body part. Why? Because only pleasurable washing and bathing is what's aser, and this is to remove the filth from the body. It's not considered rechitza of tanug. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif katan aleph mutter lerachtam. Umakom akom tzarach lizar shlo yirchatz ela makoyim ametunav. Still, a person has to be careful not to wash off and bathe any area besides the part that got filthy. Again, the Mishnah Brura here is going on, the Shulchan Aruch where it said, you're allowed to wash areas that got filthy. So you have to be careful only to wash those areas. However, he says, if his body is dirty, right? Many parts of the body are dirty. And therefore, since many parts of the body are dirty, so then what does he do? And hutorach al choitz bekomos amatunaf im kolachad b'nei atzmo, and it's going to be difficult to wash each part separately. So then it's going to be mutter. He says mutter lechleis b'mayim lechleis kugufo b'pamachas b'day lasir alich l'shalav. Then a person could bathe his body all at once to remove the dirt, because it's not shy to go ahead, because you're dirty all over many different parts of your body. And he says, "Ukesheroicheitz machmas tinuf yikavin she'eno lanas uchitza rak lavi alich." A person should have kavana when he's washing off dirt that he does not intend to benefit from the bathing, and it's merely rak lavi alich, merely to remove the dirt, the filth. L'kama mesof sif beis, we'll see coming up in sif beis, sif katan beis. Shelo asu ela rechitza shel tanuk. Only rechitza of tanuk is aser. He says milasham ze mashma. This wording of lo asu ela rechitza shel tanuk, it implies demazeya harbe. What happens if you have a lot of perspiration? The rotza nerchitz lavir azeya, and you want to wash to get rid of the perspiration, the sweat, the perspiration. Mutter, it would be permissible. Kevach ain't a rechitza shel tanuk. It's not a rechitza of tanuk. It's being done merely to rinse off the perspiration. He says, however, umikomako. Mish eino istinus, someone who is not an istinus, bein sarach lerechitza zu kolkach, someone who's not a individual who's very delicate, and he doesn't really need this rechitza so much. Nachol lahachmir shelo lerechoyt b'shvil avar zera, should be machmir not to wash just to get rid of sweat and perspiration. K'moshe asa l'such b'shem l'avir azuma, the same way you're not allowed to go ahead and shmir oneself and anoint oneself with oil to get a bad smell away. Kamo shemavuar, the siman tough reish yudalid. Person is dirty and things like that. He wants to, you know, he has ichi on his body. You're not allowed to shmir with oil, and therefore it's preferable to be machmir, not to even get rid of your perspiration with liquid and washing if you don't have to, unless you are an istinus. As you are a delicate type of individual. Inyan of Rechitza Shel Tanug. So if you look at the Sharat Siyan, in Sivkot and Dalet, he said that, listen, from the Lashon, it's mashma that if you have a lot of Zaya and you want to wash it off, you'll be able to do it. It's not a Rechitza Shel Tanug. But he says, not an istinus, you don't need it, it should be machmer. So he says as follows, quotes the Matar Ephraim, and he says, Shenachol Rechatil Lachosh Das Habach. What's the reason why you should go ahead and, unless you're an istinus, you should be machmir? She says, and not wash off sweat. She says, it's appropriate that lechatila you should be choishesh for the bach and the taz and prichadash. They're machmir in washing off sweat. With that, hadar kama atur b'shulchan aruch lo asu ela rechidish al tanim. They understand when the shulchan aruch and the tour say the only thing that was asur was rechidish al tanim. La dafka. It's just coming to exclude a scenario where it's functionally being used merely to what? To get rid of dirt. But to go ahead and get rid of the perspiration on one body, they are machmir, and therefore it's better to be machmir if one can, unless he is an instant. That's what the Mishnah Brura had said. We continue. Weiter. Buys. Note Adam Yadav Shachris with Baruch Alatilas Yadayim. You'll have to go ahead and wash your hands in the morning when you wake up and say the Baruch Alatilas Yadayim. The Zayr Shal Yitol Ela Atzov Kishrei Atzvosa. You got to be careful not to wash your hands past the knuckles. Now, what knuckles are you talking about? I'm not talking about the knuckles where you bend your fingers. I'm talking about the knuckles that attach your fingers to the rest of your hand, like the upper knuckles. That's where you wash your hands until enough and not past that. He says, that's the Shulchan Aruch. And he says at the end of the Ramah, which was referenced before, a person should not have kavana. You know, he should make sure not to have kavana to, to wash and to wash the body. It's merely done to get rid of the ruach ra, but not to take pleasure and from the washing experience. Look at this: the berusif cut in gimel, no till adam yadav shachris. Kedarcha b'chol shana shlosh pamim. Like all year long, three times. Again, only up to the knuckles, okay? But like all year long, three times. Because without this, you can't go ahead with your hands touch your peh. Because as you know, if you have ruach ra, there's some type of sakana, maybe some spiritual sakana, whatever, to go ahead and touch your mouth, your eyes, and your ears without pouring water on your hands three times on each side when you wake up from the ruach ra. So he says, lo gara miyamayam aluchlach betit. It's not any worse, he says, than if your hands were full of mud. You have to wash. It's not rechitza, okay, of tanug, of alpanav, lo yirchas klal. But one's face, one should not wash at all. In the comment of Sif Dalet, check out, we'll see what we're saying in Sif Dalet. Gimel. In heitel mayim, v'shif shef biyado, o asat srachav, v'kinach mutter lirchav. The person went ahead, and he went to the bathroom making a number one. The shiv shefi yadoni wipes himself. Oh, asa tzrachav, or he made a number two. The kinach, and he wiped. Mutter lirchos. You're allowed to go ahead and wash your hands after you go to the bathroom and wipe. The havale yadam luchachos, because that's the equivalent of your hands being dirty. Rochet ad sof kishrei atzbosav. And once again, he can wash up to his knuckles. Now, again, if he actually gets some of that filth on other parts of his body, he can go ahead and wash that area off. But here we're talking about washing. When you leave the bathroom, after you wipe, you can go ahead and you can wash your hands. Again, up to your knuckles. Rochet ad sof kishrei atzvosav, the Ramah adds. He says, though, in Rotz al-Spalel, if you want to daven, then afilo kinach, now you want to. And even if you did not wipe yourself, it's going to be permissible to wash your hands. Litol ad sof kishrei atzvosav, because you're washing your hands for tzvila. Okay, this is saying, you're washing your hands for tzvila for mincha, an inyan. And therefore, you'd be allowed to do that, washing your hands before Tzvilas Mincha, again, up to the Kishrei et Ba'oisa. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura on this. Sif Katan Dalid, B'shif Sheik B'yado, O Asat Srachav V'kinach. Melashon Zev Mashma, Din Lo Kinach B'gdoilim, Lo Shif Sheik B'tanim. On this Lashon, it's Mashma, if you're not wipe for number twos, when you made an excrement, when you made a bowel movement, Lo Shif Sheik B'tanim, you don't wipe after you urinated, number one, Aser lo lirchos. It's going to be aser to go ahead and wash when you leave the bathroom. However, others argue. Even if you did not wipe, did not go ahead and wipe yourself. Because the pasuk, you have to be prepared to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Listen, when you leave the bathroom, you got to say Asher Yatzar. So just to wash your hands, to say Asher Yatzar. Even if you did not go ahead and what? And wipe yourself and touch, with your hands when you're wiping. Now, Cain, his scheme of the Nachum Machil, the Kaneach, the Shaptesh, the Lahoti Nashe, the Plutus. Therefore, the post can say, because of the Machlokes, regarding whether or not you can wash if you didn't wipe, in order to get yourself out of the Machlokes, your doctor should wipe when you go to the bathroom. The Bezel, the Kuliyama, Mutal, the Chayt. This, according to everyone, you'd be allowed to go ahead and wash your hands after you leave the bathroom because you wipe. Now, this whole discussion is the night of Yom Kippur after davening. However, by day, where you are davening all day, he says, during the day of Yom Kippur, you're basically davening all day. And therefore, if you went to the bathroom, number one, number two, and you did not go ahead and wipe yourself, so, whether by number one, number two, you're still going to be allowed to go ahead and wash your hands up to Kishrei Etzbosav, because you're davening all day. Now, again, we're talking here the rest of the day. And not talking about the morning. The morning, regardless, you're allowed to wash Ruach Ra three times when you wake up, as we saw earlier. And also, the Kol Yalma is a chiyuv of washing before Shacharis. There are those that might maintain that there is no chiyuv to wash for Mincha time, things like that. But for davening, but again, he seems to be saying, yeah, you're davening all day, you should go ahead and be able to wash regardless. Once again, it's a good idea if you go to the bathroom to go ahead and put yourself in a situation where you're touching these areas and therefore you need to wash based on the mishap shape. He says if a person wants to daven, then even if he did not wipe, he is allowed to go ahead and wash because he wants to daven. Mashram, he said, in law of Sarach of Klal, it's mashram in this that he didn't go to the bathroom at all. Ainly tell you dayim b'shvil tefillah b'vad. You can't wash your hands just for tefillah like mincha or marav. Again, we're not talking about shachas. Shachas, you wash regardless. So he continues. After mivur le'el b'simet reish lam gimel sif bein b'shvil tefillah b'vad mitzli tell you dayim. Even though we saw reish lam gimel in the hilchas, tefillah dayim tefillah that there's for tefillah alone there's a what? There's a mitzvah to go ahead and wash your hands. Acham yishum chaymer yom kippurim. Here, because of the Chomer Yom HaKippurim, Chashash L'Ostan HaPoskim, V'Choshesh to those Poskim, the Sabri, the whole, the B'Shvil Tefillah Levad, Lo Tiknu L'Tol Yadayim. Right? There are Poskim that say that besides Shacharis, there's no Indian of having to wash for Tefillah. We are Machber for the opinions that say you need to, but there are opinions that not. Ki in Shacharis. Right? These opinions hold only by Shacharis, because by Shacharis, we should not say Kibbutz Chadasha. It's not Shacharis you have to wash for davening, because you are like a very chadasha. I ain't shamil chos tefilas adayim. Siman Dalid will be there soon in Meretz Hashem. We start over again. Mr. Brura from Chelak Aleph. Ad sof kishrei etzbosav. So we saw that if you're washing for tefila, even if he's not white, you can wash up to your kishrei etzbosav. Below yoser, not past your knuckles. Tefila wasn't shrach of the kineach. Even if you wiped after you made. And same thing would be if you touch your body in the areas that were normally covered. Which is a makom zeh. Even if you only touch it with the part of the body that's normally covered with one finger, he has to wash all his hands, both his hands, up until his knuckles, because he touched a part of the body that's normally covered with one finger. However, if, let's say you touch mud or refesh, some type of. So if he's washing to get rid of the dirt, or then if you just touch it with a finger, ain't sarach chotch rak makom hamaluchah b'badi. You only wash that particular area if it's a finger that he washes only the finger. Again, if you're touching a part of your body with just one finger that's mechusa, that's normally covered, and you're touching a makom zeyam, then just one finger already mechayev you to wash both your hands up to your knuckles, but if you're just touching something that's dirty or something like that, then you wash your finger like you wash any part of your body. That's why the Mishnah ends behind off your tefillah, even if it's tefillah. All you have to do is wash off the part that's dirty. Okay. Continuing, Viter, Sif, Katan, Zion, Notel, Yadav. So the Kohen and Duchen wash his hands. Now, Hadatilo, who? Hadapere. For the Kohen, the Chiyuv is to wash up until the wrist. Therefore, he'd be able to wash up until the wrist. Sorry, I'm not sure I did the Ramah, so let's just look at the Ramah, right? B'chein kohen ha'ol l'duchen notel yadav. A kohen who goes to duchen, he washes his hands. And by the way, that's what you just said, the Mishnah Brura, he can wash up until his wrist. Even though his hands are tahor, The chol rov rechitza she'ena mechaven ba l'tanug muteres. Because all, now you'll see the Mishnah Berurah takes out the word rov. Look at Sifkat and Ches. The chol rov rechitza. I am the Mari Mordechai she'nizgash al tevas rov. He doesn't know why the word rov is there. The gam ba gos maimi leka tevas rov. And the gos maimi doesn't have the word rov. I ain't shum. So therefore, it's basically saying the whole rechitza she'ina mechavim b'latanag muteres. Any washing, it's not for tanag is muteres. So therefore, the kohen can wash up to his wrist. L'chein afilu b'min aderech for raglav keos muter l'rasa. Also, if someone just came and took a long walk, in those days people had to walk, maybe had to walk far to get to shul or whatever it is, like Yom Kippur, he would be able, again, assuming he's not walking out of the tchum, or he takes care of the tchum situation, he'd be able to go ahead and wash his feet in such a scenario. If it's not for tanug, sif dalin, mi shu istinis ve'ein daitum yushavas alav ad shi kaneach panav v'mayim. Actually, kanach panav b'mayim mutter. Someone who's in istinus and he's not going to be settled until he's able to wash his face with water, so he would be allowed. A regular person can't wash their face, but an istinus would be allowed to wash their face. The nagu b'zeh lahachmir, and the minhag is to be machmir. The afil b'rechitzas he'inayim, and even with washing your eyes, she tzas refua, which is a little bit of a refua. When noeg lahachmir, v'asa l'chotz piv b'yom ha-kippurim, and you can't rinse your mouth out in Yom Kippur, moshet ba'al la'el, and simen tov kusavi zayin, sif gimel. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Tes v'nagu b'zeh lahachmir, we're machmir, not to go ahead and wash our face. V'mpana meluchah tzas, o sheyesh lo lifluf aleino, but if his face is a little dirty, or he has some gook in his eye, you can dip your finger in water, and wash that area that's dirty. Open de lahavir aliflof, or to get the gook out of the eye. Rak yizayir shalal lechotz rak b'makom amluchlach pulvad. Once again, you got to be careful only to touch the filthy, dirty part. Sif katan yud shehi tzas refua. Even washing the eyes, which is a little bit of a refuah, avam mishum refuah gemura, but a full refuah, mutter lechol to makom she'ain iser, right? Then you'd be allowed to wash if there's no iser mishum refuah on Shabbos. The logara mishabam in aderech for anglos chaos can't be any worse than someone who takes a long walk and his feet are all tired and worn out, to go ahead and wash them. Sif katan yid aleph piv shemi yivlak sas begrado. You can't rinse out your mouth because maybe you will swallow some of